This is Alex Elbrum. Cambridge 105 Radio.
This weekend, on the 9th and 10th of July, there's a fundraising event to raise money and awareness for Bowel Cancer UK. Stuart Hill is leading the awareness campaign, and he joins me via Zoom today. Good morning to you, Stuart.
Hi there. Hi, Alex.
Now, bowel cancer is a bit of a one that people are a bit embarrassed about, aren't they? And they don't like to talk about too much. But I believe it's one of the biggest cancers we have at the moment.
That's right. Yes, there are 43,000 cases a year diagnosed, and we still have about 16,500 deaths every year. And it's a cancer, really, that if caught early, it's got a very high cure rate and success rate. So, and it is just that catching it early, and the symptoms are obviously really critical here in terms of you've got a change in bowel habits. If you feel there's a change in consistency, if you see blood in your poo and feeling stomach cramps, you know, those are sorts of things that you should really go into your doctor to check them out. And so, yeah, the cure rate is very high if you caught early, and that's a really critical bit of this message.
So this is what this sort of campaign is all about, isn't it? Raising awareness and also raising funds to do research into it. Now, how have you got involved?
Well, really, from my perspective, it was, there's always, I think in a lot of us, we want to do something and support something that's good and positive. And from my perspective, I was diagnosed with inflammatory bowel disease over 20 years ago now. And I'm at higher risk of developing bowel cancer. So that was the one thing. And the second thing is what really struck me was then I had a friend in early 2021 who was diagnosed with bowel cancer. And they went through, and they caught it early, thankfully, and they went through operation and chemotherapy. And by the end of 2021, they were given the all clear, which is really positive and just shows what can be done. And obviously a year is a long time when you're getting treatment, but it just shows catching early is really key.
Yeah, that's really good to know. And it is good to know that, yes, it's definitely worth doing something about it than ignoring it and thinking it's nothing I can do and it's too late now.
So yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, so, don't leave it.
So tell us about this charity event this weekend, 9th and 10th. It's taking place at CrossFit in Newmarket, isn't it?
Yes.
And tell us all about it. It's called 28 Hours. What does that relate
to? That's right, yeah. I think like many things, you look at, well, what can we do? And my passion is CrossFit. And yeah, this is a CrossFit structure in Newmarket. So I wanted to do something CrossFit-wise, and you tend to think, well, a lot of people have done 24-hour type things, which is fantastic. It's very admirable. And then I saw a stat, really, that was 28% of bowel cancer is caused by lack of fiber in the diet. So it immediately struck me that we could do 28 hours. And so it's 28 CrossFit workouts in 28 hours, and that starts at 10 o'clock on the Saturday morning, this Saturday on the 9th, and finishes at about 2 o'clock on the Sunday. So, yeah, that's why where we came up with 28 and the brand, as it were, of that. So,
and so you said they're 28 CrossFit workouts. If you've never done one of these before, will you be able to do it?
Yes, they're fully scaled. So you'll probably have CrossFitters there who will give everything, as it were. It'll involve the likes of kettlebells and body weights, dumbbells, wall balls, and things like that. So they're all things that anybody can do, and you just pick a size of weight that's appropriate, really, and it can be absolutely scaled from nothing upwards, essentially. So anyone can do it, and we're really keen on this to appeal to the whole community to take part and sign up. So yeah, anyone can do this. Yeah,
and do you don't have to sign up for the whole 28 hours.
No, that's my challenge. Yeah, that's me doing 28. But you can sign up for one session if you want. And these sessions are generally lasting between 10 and 15 minutes. And the intensity is whatever intensity you want to do that. But yeah, I'm doing all 28. And I've actually got four other people signed up who are doing all 28 with me as well at the moment. So
now, how do we, if we want to take part, how do we sign up? And how do people get involved if they want to just donate?
So there are several ways to sort of find your way to signing up. Essentially, you can go to the website, the CrossFit Gym website, which is crossfitstructure.com. And there's some links on there that will take you through to sign up or and donations if you can't take part. But also, if you're on Instagram or Facebook, if you look up 28 hours of CrossFit, that will take you to our 28 pages. So, and there are links on there so you can sign up or donate as well.
Yeah, I think it's a really good title because it really stands out as well. Be easy to find on all social media. And can you just remind people where the CrossFit Structure unit is in Newmarket?
Yes, it's actually Oaks Drive, Unit 10 Newmarket, which if you're going out towards the A14 where the Burger King is, I think everyone just about knows where the Burger King is, rather, you almost go back on yourself, pass round an industrial estate down there. There'll be some signs that you'll see anyway. We've got some 28 signs up, so it's fairly visible.
So do you have a fundraising target in mind?
Yes, we're aiming at 10,000. So you can go on the justgiving.com website, and that's actually the target on there is 6,000, but we're also getting other sponsorship from outside of that. So our overall target is 10,000, and we're just over 5,000 at the moment. So we're really getting
brilliant,
really getting towards that target with a week to go, and it'll carry on afterwards. And I know at this point, I do have to say thank you to several companies such as Hutchinson's and BSF and Syngenta, but also particularly Tesco's in Newmarket have been very helpful in terms of support, allowing us into the store a few weeks ago to do a fundraiser, which was very good, and the public have been very good and very humbled by that, and so yeah, a big thanks to Tesco in Newmarket.
Well, that sounds absolutely, I was going to say amazing, and I think it is amazing. I wish you all the best of luck for doing the 28 hours and the other people you've managed to persuade to do that too. And yeah, good luck with the fundraising and raising the awareness of this very important campaign.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Yeah, welcome to everyone. You know, we're going to have a bit of fun as well along the way. We're going to have some music and barbecue and food and coffee vans and what have you. So yeah, everyone's welcome to join in, even come and support if you can't take part.
Great. Thank you very much for that, Stuart. Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.